throwing opinions around because they matter. At the drop of a hat, leading you into the latest sporting news, talking all things sports. You're listening to Leading Off, the Sports Podcast. Welcome back to Leading Off. My name is Jason Sweet Tea Goodson, and I'm here with the bearded Texan, Justin Neely, and the producer extraordinaire, JT Johnny Taylor. And we're coming to you live from the Upper Room Studios in East Texas, leading you into the latest sporting news. Check out our website at www.leadingoffsports.com. You can find our articles on agoodsportshang.com under the Lead Off. And for Justin under the Bearded Texan, go to Facebook and like our page at facebook.com/leadingoffsports. We have some very exciting topics ready for tonight. I may have a rant, maybe a rave, maybe a few soapbox moments today, but I think I'll be okay. So bear with me a little bit. How you feeling over there, Justin?
I'm feeling pretty good. Been an interesting past couple of weeks in sports. And some pretty exciting moments in sports coming up in the next month.
Oh, man, it's going to be good. It's going to be real good. Justin, one of the things I wanted to start with real fast as we get going here is the fact that literally this past week, my hope for baseball and the Major League Baseball system rose another notch. There's a few things that I feed off of. I love watching hockey for one reason. All right. A couple of reasons, actually. It's fun to watch men wear skates on ice, do what they do, because they skate better on ice than I walk on the level ground. And it's pretty awesome to watch that. They're athletes. Plus they fight. If they handle something, dude, they duke it out right in the middle of the ring. It is fantastic to watch. Now, this past week, the Oakland A's rekindled their relationship with the Kansas City Royals. And it was some exciting stuff to take hold of, because especially after Lowe, he's a first-year guy for the A's, number one, okay? And let me just tell you, first-year guy for the A's, number one. Number two, he has got no ill will towards Kansas City. He slid hard into second base, made a good play. They're taught to do that, number one. And, well, he happened to hurt the second, or the shortstop, I believe it was Escobar.
Escobar, yeah.
And I don't know, but I'm going to tell you, that night and for the rest of the series, the next day especially, I'm telling you, that was some riveting baseball to watch. People getting thrown at.
Suspensions.
I'm talking 100-mile-an-hour fastballs hitting people. Can you say ouch if that thing bounces off of you? All right. So that was some pretty exciting stuff. Now, I love drama, especially in sports like that on the field. Boy, I don't know. It just kindles something inside of you.
Well, it ratchets up.
And I don't even like the A's or the Royals as far as being a favorite team of mine. But
intensity level goes way up. It makes players play harder.
Exactly.
Want to win more. That's what you talked about, the playoffs. They fight more in the playoffs. They hit harder in the playoffs. They want to beat each other's brains in.
Yeah.
And that's what it brought to you this past week in regular season baseball.
Yeah, it was sort of like the playoff baseball atmosphere.
Right.
And that whole deal. And that's what it's fun of. And, you know, we talked about this, I think, a couple of weeks ago about the idea that we want the big time sports moments coming up in these, especially in the playoffs. And so with that little transition moment here, I'm watching the Dallas Mavericks. If I'm watching basketball at all on an NBA level, it's going to be the Dallas Mavericks. Okay. And it's Texas. It's sports. It's who we are. It's in my blood for that area. Now, listen, it's supposed to be a playoff atmosphere. And I just got something to say. Okay. Rajon Rondo is a joke. That was embarrassing.
Hot take.
Let me just give you a little stat here. A few stats here. Rondo in his playoff career history. Okay. Playoff career average. I'm going to give you a few numbers. I'm going to tell you what they are. He averages 14.5 points a game in the playoffs. He has almost 10 assists every playoff game, 9.1. I don't know what the point one's for, but they always got to throw a point one. He either has 9 or he has 10 or he doesn't. Does that mean he touched the ball along the way somewhere? Anyways.
Math.
I digress. Rebounds, he has 6. He has 1.9 steals, which he almost stole too. Okay. Career playoff averages. But he averages 38.3 minutes per game in the playoffs. All right. Last night, game 2, he had 4 points for the Mavericks. I didn't think they were going to come out beating Houston anyways in this series, but he came out with 4 points, no effort, 1 assist, 2 rebounds, no steals, and 10 minutes.
Richard Jefferson played twice as many minutes.
Berea
played. Think about that name, Richard Jefferson.
Yes.
Charlie Villanueva, Charlie V, played 1 less minute than Rajon Rondo in the playoffs.
It's embarrassing. Here's the problem. He's got a bad attitude. The trade should have benefited the Mavs when they made that trade, but it only has paralyzed them. I mean, literally. I mean, he is a baby in a man's body. Okay, and now the question was asked to Carlisle today. The question. What was the question? You remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Will Rondo be a Mav next year?
You know what his response was?
No.
No.
And he's out for the rest of this playoffs.
He's got a back injury.
My prediction.
And I got the quotes up.
My prediction is 2 more games. He's out for the next 2 games with a back injury, which is a back injury detrimental to the team.
Well, until you got injuries to Parsons, injuries to Harris, and they shot 37% from the floor and 27% from the three throw line or free throw. Three. It's a three or free, but three throw is what the 3-point range. What am I saying? Downtown, baby. Downtown.
He's on fire.
Rocket.
All right. I'll add just a little quick thing to that. I liked it for 5 minutes the day they traded for him, but I know the head case that he is. He's never gelled with the Mavericks since he's been here whatsoever.
Right.
Mavericks right now are missing Chandler Parsons, Devin Harris. Mm-hmm. Devin Harris and Dirk on the floor, they averaged well over 105 points per game.
Right.
With Rondo, they've averaged less than 100.
Wow.
He's supposed to be a defensive specialist. They're giving up more points. You know what it is? Rondo doesn't care to be here. He doesn't care to be in Dallas, and he'll be a Laker next year. That's my prediction right now.
You think so?
Yeah. They like the stars. And they want to get back to Revelings.
They can have him.
They can have him.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want Rondo. And for all you Monta Ellis fans, I don't want him either. Ooh. Guy is the coldest guy on earth. He has been cold since January. Okay? I don't want Monta Ellis. Dirk looks old. He looks old. And you know what? And I hate that. But you will know it's coming. I mean, you're number 7 on the list of all-time scorers. You've played for a long time. All right? That's the reason the Spurs rest so many guys. Duncan, right. Parker, Ginobili, right. They're old.
Rondo Rant, yep. Here's the deal on that whole Rondo thing, too. Rondo is his ball handling skills are so good. That's what kills me about the whole thing. I mean,
he's selfish.
Yes.
It's about Rondo. It's not about the Mavericks.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Smith is one of the most selfish players in the NBA. But what was he about last night? He was about the Houston Rockets. Last night. He's about the Houston Rockets.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. James Harden.
The pick, roll, and dunk was on last night.
That was
literally
the fourth quarter was a 12-minute highlight reel for the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. And it's sad. Frustrating.
Well, that's our NBA rant for this week, especially. And I had to get that off my chest because I hadn't seen a display of stupidity like that in a long time.
Who gets an 8-second call in the NBA?
I forgot about the 8-second call. Oh, man, that was kind of silly. Now, okay, the next topic we want to go to and kind of discuss. And Justin, you lead us into this.
Sports has always been a part of my life. Part of our lives, growing up in the family. And I watch it more than any other show. I don't watch a lot of sitcoms. I don't watch a lot of movies. I enjoy sports. I guess I enjoy the reality. And I started thinking about it earlier this year is, you know, what are these special moments in sports? There's about 3 or 4 a year that I think of that make me love sports, keeps me drawn to sports. And the question I have is, what are the top 3, maybe 4 sporting events you look towards every single year when the new year starts? What are, for me, it's Masters Sunday in April. I look forward to that every single year. That's my favorite golf course. The best players in the world. Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy. Shout out to Jordan Spieth, who I have followed since a little bit before college. Dallas kid, Jay-Z Brett High School. And that was the most enjoyable Masters I've watched in a long time. Just I wanted to say, and I was very happy. But I look forward to Masters Sunday. I look forward to MLB opening day. There's something refreshing about a new season, a new start. And it's such a long season, too. But so just that opening day, the excitement, spring's here. I think that has a lot to do with it, too. The warmer weather coming out of winter, the doldrums of winter. And so I really look forward to opening day. And probably I could throw the British Open, which they call it the Open Championship over there, along with Masters. But I'd have to say my third day would probably be Wimbledon. It's such a, you know, I guess with the Masters, with Wimbledon, you get a look into a lifestyle that we don't experience here. Plus, they play on grass courts, which is what everyone played on at the beginning, either grass or dirt. They wear white the whole time. There's no, you know, except for the Nike logo or Adidas logo. There's no bright colors. Everyone dresses proper. It's an intense tournament. That's the tournament everybody wants to win. And so I enjoy watching Wimbledon, especially Wimbledon Sunday when they play for the final. So those are the top 3 or 4 sporting events. I mean, I didn't mention college football. I didn't mention NFL because I don't know. It's just...
You watch them every weekend.
I watch them every weekend. Yeah. These are like major things that I want to see. These are things every year when it comes to April.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I turn on the phone and listen to the Masters through the radio on my phone just to hear the Masters. And golf...
Well, you are desperate. Are you kidding me?
It's phenomenal. Phenomenal. I love listening...
I don't know what
things.
Yeah. And I.
What about you? What do you look forward to every single year? It doesn't have to be 3 or 4. I mean, if it's.
I look forward to. Well, I was going to try to make fun of you again, but I didn't. I moved on. Sorry. Dude, you listen to golf on your phone?
The Masters.
Just that one tournament.
Thursday and Fridays. While I'm at work, I listen to it.
Wow.
And actually, you can watch it.
I love playing golf.
You can watch it. You can even watch it, but you might get in trouble watching it at work.
Yeah, probably so. Okay, if I had a 4 to go with, well, I would have to say Super Bowl. I love watching Super Bowl every year, even though... You know, sometimes it just is sometimes it's hard to watch the Super Bowl. You know, it's not just commercials anymore. Like, commercials last year were terrible for the Super Bowl, I thought.
Well,
but
watching Tom Brady win a 4th Super Bowl is like watching a rich person buy a new Bugatti.
Oh, I know. I was hoping that the Seahawks would hand the ball off, but they didn't.
I like Russell Wilson.
Yeah, me too. That's that one event I look forward to watching every year. Second is the NASCAR specific Daytona 500. I could watch that. I mean, I watch the first minute of it to the last minute of it. When it first comes on the air, I watch. You want to know how gross this is? I'm about to reveal some things here on the show here. I watched the trials, the time trials on Daytona.
Oh, wow.
I watched.
You made fun of me about listening to golf on the radio.
At least I'm watching something happen.
Well, I can watch Masters on my phone.
I know they're turning left, but come on, man. They're turning left at 220 miles an hour or so. Anyways, it's a...
You watch the shootout races, too, don't you?
I sure do. I watch every... I mean, it's called Speed Weeks, isn't it? It's right, Speed Weeks,
Speed Weeks. And I used to, before the car tomorrow and all that, I mean, I look forward to Daytona. I look forward to Bristol.
Yeah.
That half-mile track, that's such a fun track. And Talladega.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways...
Here's my third one. My must-watch third event of the year. And this is a little odd. I know, but the NFL draft.
Oh, so fun.
I put my jersey on, Jack.
That's hope.
For the NFL draft.
That is equivalent kind of to opening day. It's hope. It's a new hope.
It seriously is a new hope. But you want to see who's getting picked, who's going where. And then it's the agony of defeat when your team picks the guy that you don't want. Last year, the Cowboys.
Mo Claiborne. No, I wanted him. Actually, I wanted him. He just...
Last year... It was that special moment when the Cowboys, you know, for me, it's the Cowboys, but it's that special moment when everybody sitting outside of AT&T Stadium thought they were going to pick Johnny Manziel. Ugh. They were crying, Manziel, Manziel. And they were giving it the whole, you know, and then all of a sudden they picked the lineman, the guard, Zach Martin. Everybody's like, what's going on here? It's like, you know. As I was like, all these hearts were bleeding out there. We spent $18 for this, you know, and then we're sitting out here, you know, in this very weird moment. And I'm watching it at home for free. That's the difference.
I don't know about you, but that was the smartest decision the Cowboys have ever made.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I thought it was a great move. We wouldn't have made the playoffs with that.
No.
Anyways, that is a day to watch. And we'll be hopefully live tweeting that day.
Yes.
Justin Ely. And at JT Goodson, okay, we'll be live tweeting, and we'll put some stuff on at Leadoff Sports as well. All right, now, my fourth event, and I'm almost embarrassed to say this, but I can't pass it up every time it turns on, okay? And this happens once a year. It's an X game event.
X Games.
It's an X Game event.
Wow, okay.
And I'm not throwing in the natural World Series. These things we all watch, yes. Because what else is there to watch during that time of year,
if
right?
If you could see my face, if we had a camera in here and see me, I'm stunned.
No, it's the snowboarding, the half pipe. And Sean, man.
Sean White.
Absolutely. But what they do on a snowboard is fantastic. Female, male, whatever persuasion you are there, throwing that board in the air and jumping off that half pipe, it's unbelievable. Now, I know that's strange, but I can't pass it up. Every time I see it on TV, but I did watch this one this last year that was really strange. And it was they were skating. They were like on ice skates, like hockey skates. On this course going down the mountain. Okay. Stupid. Number one. Number two. What if they fall? Somebody's going to die. Somebody's going to get a blade to the throat. It's going to be gross on TV.
I'm floored. That's awesome though.
Check out these. I don't know. What do you think? Well, look here. This came across the board here. Check that out.
Snow falling on Motown. Wow. Snowing in Detroit. Welcome to Michigan in April for baseball. They said David Price David Price threw 51 pitches. I read earlier that David Price had thrown 51 pitches in the first inning, and they were losing 6-0 with a below 30-degree wind chill. No, thank you.
They're playing baseball in that. That's crazy.
They may not soon.
Now, here's one that disturbs me a little bit, which I knew, I kind of feel like this was going to happen because it happened to Josh Brent after he had already served time in jail.
Yeah.
The NFL steps in and makes their claim that, no, not only the law is going to punish you, so are we. And so Greg Hardy will be out for, who just signed with the Cowboys as their defensive end for 10 weeks.
10 weeks.
That's 10 games. That's
6 games.
So here's the question now, and we only have a few minutes left here, but to finish up, what our biggest bust or first round most sure thing is going to be, and we'll get to that in just a second. But I can tell you this, they're going to have to go somewhere different. I don't know, man. Does that change the first round pick for the Cowboys?
No. you stick.
It might.
You stick.
It might.
With, they're not going to probably get Gurley because he'll go Cleveland. Right. They got 2 picks.
Yeah.
But you grab Gordon, or you go in the second round and you grab Jay Ajayi from Boise State, or you grab Coleman from Indiana. You grab a running back somewhere. I mean, go grab TJ Yeldon from Alabama. That dude. It's complete back. Complete. Catches ball, runs the ball, DeMarco Murray. Okay? He's replaceable. Do not change. I don't want to change. DeMarcus Lawrence is fine.
I got him riled up on that question. That's fine.
But speaking of that, I want to ask you about the first round.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay?
Yes, real quick.
Who do you think, Sweet T. Goodson, it will either be...
Thank you, Cheryl Herndon.
You're welcome. Will either be the most sure thing in the first round. Not the whole draft. Just the first round. We're going to focus on that.
Sure thing?
Either the most sure thing or the biggest bust.
Ooh.
In the first round.
My sure thing is going to be Marcus Mariota.
Marcus Mariota.
I think he's going to be a sure thing for somebody. I think he's going to stick.
Quarterbacks are
quarterbacks. He's going to stick somewhere. I think he's, out of all the quarterbacks we've seen so far, I like Marcus Mariota. He's fast. He's got the goods. He can throw the ball. I think he's going to be in Tampa, but I don't know. Winston may end up in Tampa.
Okay,
I don't
hold
know.
On, but, hold on. Hold on. Question
but I think
for you.
His,
question for you. Speaking of Mariota, Winston goes first to Tampa Bay. Okay. They're talking about the Chargers trading Phillip Rivers to the Titans for the second pick. What do you think about that?
Whoa.
With him going to San Diego, Mariota. Whoa.
That would be...
Because Rivers said if they move to L.A., which is highly likely right now, he will not go to L.A.
Wow.
He's got 7 kids, by the way.
Yeah. Good for him. 7 kids.
Nice. I'm just saying he wants his family to stay is what I'm saying.
You. I got you.
So do you think that's a win-win for both? I think it is.
Absolutely. I think it's a win-win. Definitely there.
All right. My most sure thing before you get to your bust is I would say either Amari Cooper.
Yes.
Or Brandon. Good. I think it's a Brandon Sharif, the guard.
Oh, yes.
From Virginia.
Yeah.
No, not Virginia. Yeah, it is
Virginia. Virginia, yeah.
I think Amari Cooper was ready to play last year in the NFL. Right.
Yeah.
And I think whoever nabs him, which I think Chicago really wants him after trading Brandon Marshall.
Right.
To the Jets. Good luck.
Where players go to die. Where
players go to die. Eric Decker.
Oh, my goodness.
But that's who I think is my most sure thing. You got a bust in mind? Anybody you think could just fall right through the cracks? As we have a few minutes
left. I'm sticking with quarterbacks here. And I may be totally, this is why guessing is so fun. I'm probably going to be totally wrong with this. I think Jameis Winston is going to be a bust.
I'd have to disagree, but I mean, that's your opinion.
Yes.
And
here's why I think Jameis Winston is going to be a bust. All right. He's a big kid. I get it. But the game in the NFL is so much better than it is in college. It's so much different.
But Winston made pro throws and read defenses in college with Mariota played in the system. And I'm not saying Mariota's not going to be good because I believe Mariota's going to be good too. But Mariota threw to a spot.
Right.
And with a guy open. Or actually, he threw to the guy open. Winston threw to a spot.
Mm-hmm. What's your
bust? I agree. I mean, it's your opinion, but it's a 50-50 with the quarterbacks. My bust, as much as they've been talking about this guy, and maybe he's a real thing, but you haven't really seen many top 5 defensive linemen work out too well. I hate to say this because I like the kid from USC, but I think it's going to be Leonard Williams from USC. And he can play outside linebacker, he can play inside linebacker, but I mean, I've seen several guys who were supposed to be the best linebacker, the best defensive end coming out of the draft. He's a monster, unstoppable, never get past a Zach Martin type guy.
Right.
And that's who I think could probably be the biggest bust. It's not much of a bust, though. I think he'll be a good player.
Well, that's it, folks. Thank you for joining us this week. Pretty much a lock-in for hopefully for 2 weeks away. And I want to thank you once again for joining us here at Leading Off Sports. My name is Jason Goodson here with Justin Neely. And we want to thank our producer over here, Mr. Johnny Taylor. You can find us once again on Facebook at facebook.com/ Leading Off Sports.
Yep.
You can find us on Twitter at Lead Off Sport. And you can look at our articles on agoodsportshang.com underneath A Bearded Texan for Justin Neely. And for me, especially the Lead Off. And thank you for joining us once again this week. And we will see you next time.
Enjoy your crab legs.
Throwing opinions around because they matter. At the drop of a hat. Leading you into the latest sporting news, talking all things sports. You're listening to Leading Off, the sports podcast.